The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 23rd day of July 2018. Flying solo today. Steve Elkins is indisposed. What's he sick of? He's been ill for the last couple of days. A throat thing? And Julie, come in here and get this half muffin. Get. Hey! Get in here. Get that out of here. I gotta fit in my one and only suit September. She tries to give me a half a muffin. Did you have a mother and a grandmother that just wanted to shove food down your throat? Oh, that's Mama Julie around here. At any rate, Steve Elkins will not be with us. So we got two down on the Monday show. Ron, thank God, is recovering. He's still not communicating with people the way he used to. Steve, if you're listening to the show today, try to get a hold of Ron. I'd like to have him up for at least 5 or 10 minutes. I don't think people are believing me that he's still alive. How do you get a throat thing in God's waiting room in July? Well, I shouldn't ask those stupid questions. It is what it is. I'm going to roll around here to Donald Trump and the rhetoric. I mean, look. Yeah, I get it, Mr. Trump. You know, career politicians and, well, career criminals inside a government have been working overtime for many, many years and getting paid handsomely for it. I understand. I get it. I get the swamp. I get all of that. But why in God's green earth do you want to put yourself in this swamp with the creatures that you said that you were going to drain and do away with? Look. There was one thing that Obama did, which, by the way, other outlets have picked up that, well, they caught that Mr. Obama, when he was in Kenya giving a speech, said, yes, I was born in Kenya. Oh, so the birther thing wasn't a lie? In a sea of lies, it's astounding sometimes the little gems of truth you will come across. And it's taken so very long for other outlets to pick it up that, well, it almost seems superficial to report it, but not really. Obama's been tagged with another one that, well, this whole Russia involvement, vote fixing, that was at the hands of Obama. Well, big, and that was Mr. Crapper. I'm sorry. Clap on, clap off, Clapper. I think that's how they activate the guy to tell the newest lie. And there he goes. See? And you want him to shut up? Just shut him down. God. At any rate, we'll get to all of that stuff. But somebody had sent me something. And this is written by one of our donors. and I appreciate this, and it's on the subject of drugs. Now, look at the path that drugs has led this country down. You know, most of the people I knew when I was growing up, there were a few fools in the group, but most of the people that I knew used drugs recreationally like they would drink a beer. Okay? And from what I could tell, most of them did not turn out to be alcoholics or drug addicts. Alan C. Edwards wrote this, "What Has the War on Drugs Cost?" When I bring up the subject to legalize hard drugs, since the war on drugs has been a dismal failure, I hear only gasps of what a horrible idea that would be. But none of them have examined the facts or looked at the terrible price criminalization is costing. They say that addiction is such a terrible thing, not ever considering that millions of cigarette smokers are addicted to nicotine, one of the most addictive substances known. And let me stop and digress here for a second. Yeah, and they juice the cigarettes up. Yeah, with those things that make it a little bit more addictive, so you can't do without their prized product. Which, by the way, have you noticed the packaging? The content of the cigarettes doesn't have the same weight that they used to. In other words, rolled a lot looser. Could be just a coincidence, I guess. They don't rob and steal to pay their addiction to buy from some criminal gang. They can buy it at a reasonable price, although some might debate that given the exorbitant taxes they have to pay. Yeah, just ask any New Yorker. And up there, if you're lucky enough to score a cigarette on the streets of New York, you might have a cop standing there ready to chokehold you to death. I don't think a lot of people are going to forget about that one. Here we are in Texas, and I haven't forgot about it. I wonder how the people in New York City feel about it. Now, how many people know that heroin and cocaine could be bought at the drugstore until the turn of the 20th century? How many people know that Coca-Cola contained cocaine until 1903? Since Coca-Cola was an upper, you could also get 7-Up, which contained lithium, as a downer. Now, that I did not know. 7-Up? Why didn't they call it 7-Down? It's one of those questions you'll never get an answer to. Yet we survived and prospered as a nation with little ill effects from legal hard drugs. Now, the cost of criminalization of hard drugs has been nothing short of disastrous. It finances the criminal activities of CIA, which has been a rogue organization from its beginnings as the World War II Office of Strategic Services. When President John F. Kennedy wanted to bust it up, you see where that got him. Of course, CIA just teamed up with its benefactor, the World Banks, and the other criminal cabals out there. Let's just make this guy go away. Oh, by the way, the real punch here is it's going to remain in people's minds to go against the grain and see what happens to you. The Mexican government says that 164,000 people have died in drug wars between 2007 and 2014. More than those killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined, because heroin and cocaine are illegal. Are you naysayers comfortable with those figures? Drug addicts must buy their vastly overpriced drugs from criminals and are uncertain of their strength or purity, resulting in overdoses and deaths that would not happen if they could buy them from a legitimate source at a reasonable price with a known purity and strength. That would then place them in the same category as addicts, say like cigarette smokers. Criminalization of drugs has brought back the highwaymen, the old highwaymen. Robbed travelers on horseback, trains, stagecoaches. The new highwaymen robs car drivers. While the old highwaymen wore masks, the new highwaymen wear uniforms and badges. They belong to gangs such as the state police, the state troopers, the highway patrol, with accomplices called judges. If they find a driver they have stopped with a substantial amount of cash, they steal it, claiming the driver must prove in court that they didn't get the money from selling drugs if they want to get their money back. Yeah, I can't let that one go by. And they have taken scores of cash. I mean, people that had cash on them to go to auctions, to buy stuff, buy cars, whatever, large amounts. It is a crime carrying cash today, folks. Are you starting to get the idea here? Maybe that's why Redbox doesn't have a currency thing. It just uses plastic. Shades of things to come. Now I can actually see why they do it. If you don't return a video, then they have a credit card or a debit card at which they can charge. Unless there's nothing there to charge, and, well, you can see the point, they don't get paid anyhow. So who the hell they send the bill to? Now, the best defendant could do about getting his cash back is what's left after the lawyer's fees and associated expenses incurred. Sometimes the expenses, time, and trouble make recovery not worthwhile and allows these thieves to keep all the loot. Sometimes a marijuana butt is found in an ashtray, and they confiscate the car and give the victim a ride to a bus station where they can get a ride home. It's not a joke. That's actually happened. Sometimes drugs are planted and then found in a luxury car they have a desire for. All this because of civil forfeiture law, which was originally sold as a way to go after big-time drug lords. It has also given these new highwaymen the legal authority to rob any car drivers. By the way, let me add to that, is your SWAT teams. You ever wondered where these wonderful guys came from? You know, the people that are out there working for the state and keeping us safe by kicking open doors, wearing PASCAT, sporting MP5s, anything moves or gives you too much crap, you just shoot and kill it. Wow. Thank you. And this is just the team that shows up to arrest you, if you're still alive, to take you into court where you then go through the process of guilty or not guilty. You get the idea. The United States has the unenviable record of having more people in prison than any other country in the world. Many of these are privatized and are paid for by the number of prisoners they house. The Bureau of Prisons, as of July 24th of last year, lists 46.2% of the prisoners are there on drug charges. Nearly half all the prisoners would not be there if drugs were legal. The prison system, with its war on drugs, is costing you a lot of your money in taxes, let us not forget. Now, many are there on marijuana charges. That the federal government, in its wisdom, has put marijuana on Schedule 1, along with cocaine and heroin, claiming it has no medical value and is highly addictive. Now, I got to stop again. I'm sorry. People have been using pot since they found out you could smoke it, get a high for a couple hours. You don't get a hangover, and the worst that happens to you is you get the munchies. I can say this now because both of them are dead. My mom and the guy she used to work for. He was a big cattle guy in the town I grew up in. I ran across a gal that told me one time, yeah, I get this call every once in a while. Well, who's it from? Oh, I can't say. Well, his name's Jack Waldock. You know, Jack Waldock? That's my mother's boss. He'd call up every once in a while to score a bag of reefer. People have been smoking this stuff for years because, you know what? It's not as damaging as alcohol. In many cases, it's a better grade. I still see people drinking cheap well scotch and thinking it's good. If you can choke that crap down after two drinks, it numbs your taste buds well enough that you couldn't tell the difference whether it's top shelf scotch or well scotch. By the way, I had a bet with the bartender one time on that, and he won the bet. But the point of this is that I'm not for, say, the legalization of drugs, but for the decriminalizing of it. You take the profit margin out of this thing, you watch how fast this stuff dries up. And again, you know, when I was a kid, folks, it was sneaking a smoke behind the school. Or actually, I'm not joking, smoking corn silk. Or what are those little strings out of a banana mic, out of a banana peel? Here, put these in the oven and dry them. You can smoke those and you can get high. Yeah. That was some of the worst stuff that was happening when I was a kid. And then came the 60s, Peace, Love, and Dope. Tune in or tune out, drop out, drop in, whatever. And, you know, hey, life is so much better. Now, is it true people use drugs like they use alcohol as escape? Sure. But I've also seen people, voracious readers, they'll read anything. If they can pick it up, they'll read it. Now, are they trying to escape? Well, in a matter of speaking, people that watch more than a couple hours of television a day, are they trying to escape? In a matter of speaking. So it just all depends on what your escape mechanism, I guess, is. You know, most people, I guess, Mike, what's the latest numbers? Most Americans watch 8 hours of television a day or some stuff like that. I can't see drinking for 8 hours or sitting down and smoking pot for 8 hours, but I've talked to judges. Hell, I've interviewed a judge on this program years ago. Seated judge. I says, look, this war on drugs ain't working. And while he said he's not for the legalization of it, decriminalizing it, starting to remove that profit margin which drives so many. Now, would the city streets be a little bit safer? Could be. Would we have drug dealers running around challenging other drug dealers for their territory and having Saturday night shoot-ups and drive-bys? Could be. Would we maybe see the CIA out of business? Because they're the biggest drug runner on the face of the planet? Could be. You get the point. How can the federal government have marijuana on a Schedule 1 as dangerous as cocaine and heroin, when a lot of the states have legalized the stuff? And when I say legalize it, I mean just that. They decriminalized it and then legalized it. And I guess that's the process of legalization. It can't be illegal if it's legal. Well, in the mind of the feds, it is. But as far as the states are concerned, it first broached the barrier. People with health problems, cancer, you know, doing their wonderful remedy for cancer cures. You know, stuff falls off your body. You throw up all the time. You're not hungry. And the most, what you need the most, once they bombard your body with radiation of what's left, you've got to nourish what's left. And people discovered, then people that never smoked pot before, discovered that if I smoke a little bit of that, it actually eases my physical pain. And I actually get a sensation of hunger and I eat. Wow. Try that with a spoonful of heroin or cocaine. See if that works. And on top of this is like the 50-year, now you see me, now you don't. The government ducking and hiding. When business people were smoking this stuff back in the 70s, folks, because guess what? They were out protesting the Vietnam War the decade before. Yeah. I'll take a hit of that. Thanks, man. They knew it wasn't going to hurt you. The government knows it wasn't going to hurt you. But the point of it was that if people were dealing in this illicit commodity, we can make money and we can fill up our prisons. I just gave you the stat. 42% of people that are in prison right now are there because of pot. And the people that are running these privatized prisons are making profit out of throwing people in jail for doing something that's as harmful as a jaywalk across the street. I do hope that if you've smoked some dope that you're paying attention. Don't jaywalk while high. Look, there's inherent risk and danger in everything in this world. But smoking a joint ain't one of them. I'll finish up with this other stuff on the horizon. I didn't mean to go on for 20 minutes about this, but the stupidity has got to stop. The state controlling everything for your benefit just to protect you while they cuff you, fine you, and then throw your butt in jail. Great protection racket, isn't it?
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So even the Bureau of Prisons, as of June of last year, was 46.2%, almost creeping up to half of their inmates. These prisoners are there on drug charges. Nearly half of the prisoners will not be there if drugs were legal. The prison system and its war on drugs is costing you a lot of money in taxes, so, and many are there on marijuana charges. I misspoke earlier. I pegged the 46.2% of marijuana. It's all drugs combined. My correction there. But many of these on marijuana charges that the federal government in its wisdom has put marijuana on the Schedule One along with the cocaine and heroin, claiming it has no medical value and is highly addictive. It is not addictive, folks. Talk to somebody. Talk to your parents. Yeah, I know you're 40 or 50 years old, but ask your parents. They probably were smoking joints when they were young, at any rate. The real reason for the criminalization of marijuana originally was to stop the cultivation of commercial hemp, which has very little THC, the psychoactive component of marijuana. And guess what? And they've given a go-ahead for states to go ahead and raise that non-THC-producing, I should say, marijuana for commercial use once again. Wow. That took them long enough to do, didn't it? Things made out of marijuana plants, folks, they last forever. But, of course, in this disposable shelf-life type of commerce that we're in, if you buy it, count on it breaking. Count the count the days after your purchase of whatever the hell it is, clothing, I don't care what it is, it doesn't last. I once owned a sweater, which obviously wasn't manufactured in this country. I'm surprised they let it in the country for sale. But it was a winter-type sweater. The damn thing lasted me for literally years. And it was one of my favorite sweaters, so I wore it a lot. It got washed a lot. It got dried a lot. It didn't wear out. It finally, after all those years, unraveled. I mean, it literally started to unravel. It didn't wear out. It just came undone. It was too useful for too many things to suit many people with competing but inferior product. First they were demonized, then criminalized, the marijuana. Then they confused it with hemp, a plant of the same species, not the reason to increase the tyrannical nature of the police and fill the prisons for profit. Portugal made all drugs legal, and in the 14 years it has been in effect, drug use has declined. It seemed to work pretty well there, but why not try it here? Well, that's a self-answering question, isn't it? Because there's too much money to be made from it. If doing drugs bother you, don't do drugs. When you transition from holding an opinion to using government violence to enforce your personal preference, you become the bad guy. Please, for all that is good, don't be the bad guy. Thank you. I appreciate you sending that in. And it's true. Look how many things the state says thou shalt not. And we'll issue warrant, and we'll send the SWAT teams, and we'll pull the guns, and yeah, you probably won't survive. Protection at the point of a gun. That, ladies and gentlemen, is called a protection racket. And my, what would the CIA do if they didn't have their black budget ops money? I mean, how are we supposed to bribe and steal countries' elections or start coups inside the country? Which, by the way, they're ramping up to do with Iran. Not joking. But we'll get into that as well on this program today. And we'll invite your calls at 800-313-9443. I'm going to take up the abortion people's mantra here. It's my body. I should be able to do with it what I will. Well, this doesn't affect human life other than the person that's rolling the joint. It's not something that grows in Bangladesh only and it's got to be shipped around the world and smuggled. No, you can even grow it in your own backyard. Wow. It's a weed. It literally is a weed. Did I hear the government standing up on its high horse demanding that the Indians that they stole all the land from quit taking peyote? No. It's because they had their own laws and they had their own territory, and they used to say, thou shalt not, get your butt off our reservation. It's the only thing we got left, Mr. Federale, and we're not having any of it. I didn't see the government trying to outlaw peyote buttons for the Indians, now did you? Which, by the way, is not quite the same as marijuana. And what if, my God, you ever seen anybody smoking pot that became violent, that started a fight? When I was in Germany, I went to an Oktoberfest. There's 3,000 Germans sitting there drinking schnapps and high-powered beer. They got their butts schnockered. Not one argument. Get on a plane, come back to the States, drinking a lousy can of Pabst Blue Ribbon in a bar, and there was a fist fight. I wonder if these people would be fighting if they were sitting around toking and passing a joint. I don't think so. At any rate, onward and upward. Take the break. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Obama in Africa. He gave a little speech over there. And pretty much admitted that he was born in Kenya. And he made the statement now 3 years ago, he said, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya. He was born where? Philippines? Hawaii? No. Kenya.
Now, 3 years ago, I visited Kenya as the first sitting American president to come from Kenya.
Thank you, Mr. Obango. See, now, out of the words of the own president's mouth, he's from Kenya. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Producer, but don't you have to be a born American to become president of the United States? I think that is still true to this day. So we got a guy who makes an admission that I'm from Kenya. Okay. All right. I gotcha. And speaking of Mr. Obango, James Clapper. That's right, Mr. Clapper admits to Anderson Cooper that Obama set off a sequence of events that led to the Mueller investigation by tasking the intelligence community assessment. Can't you just see this dodo in prison garb being interviewed behind 3 inches of Lexan? I can. The guy looks like a criminal. He acts like a criminal. You understand body language, eye movement? Just take a look at this guy. He's uncomfortable being in his own skin, lying, but lying he keeps doing. Former Director of National Intel, James Clapper, was interviewed by CNN's Anderson Cooper late last week. And during the interview, he let something slip that the Americans have already suspected. Well, it wasn't slipped. These characters don't slip. Hell, they work for the CIA, for God's sakes. You know what the CIA does to people that just slip?
Yeah.
He was speaking to Cooper about the Mueller investigation and all the circus tents that surrounded. Clapper admitted that President Obama set it all in motion with his calls to investigate Donald Trump. I'm sorry, didn't I just hear the president took this seated office of POTUS for 8 years? And he lied to the world and said, I was born in, yeah, where was I born? Well, he was basically hatched by a hooker and his commie daddy. And that's not a joke. There's still pictures out there of her posing and doing various sexual acts in front of a camera. They're still out there on the web. Great heritage, Mr. Obama. From communism and hookerism. Wow. That's a birth legacy I'd really be proud of. You should have been, seeing how you turned out to be kind of limp-wristed yourself. But, gosh, that's just plain old hate, isn't it? That's telling the truth in this country? You're labeled as a hate mongrel. Yeah, the truth is still the truth. The problem is they don't have enough socialists and communists and people that wouldn't know the truth if it jumped out of a bush and bit them on the backside. But those numbers one day will change if these clowns are not set in their proper place. But all that aside, Mr. Clapper said, if it weren't for President Obama, we might not have done the intelligence community assessment that we did that set up the whole sequence of events which are still unfolding today, including Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. President Obama is responsible for that. It was he who tasked us to do that intelligence community assessment in the first place. Is anybody surprised? Let's not forget that Obama decided to stay in Washington, D.C. when he left office, but promised to stay out of President Trump's hair. I could make a joke there, but I'm not. The deep state works in mysterious ways, does it not? I'm just... And of course, the Joy Boys, you know, the swamp creatures... Former CIA director calls for coup d'etat. Trump fires Mueller. This is a political hack job that these ex-CIA guys are now calling for pulling Trump out of office. If Trump fires Mueller, what he should do is make a little visit down to the Attorney General's office, walk in, close the door, clear the wing on that floor, and have a little talk with Mr. Sessions, his attorney general, and the Stein guy that's the inspector general. Fire them all. That way they can't just focus on Mueller. There'd just be too many swamp creatures thrown out of the swamp on the land to die a slow, dry death. sunlight has a tendency to expose a lot of things. Former CIA Director John Brennan said that if Trump tries to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, government officials should refuse to follow the president's orders, claiming it would be inconsistent with their duties of the executive branch. In effect, Brennan is advocating a coup d'etat under the leadership of the intelligence community. Now it's Trump's turn to respond. If you were the captain of a ship, what would you do if a member of the crew advocated mutiny? I'd ask the question, can you swim as I was throwing you overboard without a life raft? In the most vocal opposition to Donald Trump yet, former CIA Director John Brennan. Now let me make clear who this Brennan character is. Former member of the Communist Party. Wow. And then he becomes CIA? Was he a Russian communist? Is the collusion in the CIA gone back that far? There's your new headline. Why the medias don't run with that one just for a little take back, I don't know. Or to appear, we'll pick on everybody fair and balanced. So in the most vocal opposition of Trump yet, Brennan said that if the White House tries to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, government officials should refuse to follow the president's orders, as they would be, in his view, inconsistent with the duties of the executive branch. I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry that out. I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue. The Republicans, Democrats are going to see that the future of this government is at stake and something needs to be done for the good of the future, Brennan told CNN's Wolf Blitzer at the Aspen Security Forum, effectively calling for a coup against the president. By the way, at that little exchange, there was also floppy-eared James Clapper. I'm going to try to get this on spot here.
Good afternoon.
That is to have as much transparency as possible. If there's nothing
to hide
there,
this is Brennan speaking,
then they should cooperate fully in an accelerated fashion with the special counsel and others. But I think time after time after time, one only comes away with the impression that there is a resistance to having more information come out. And that just feeds suspicions. And I do think, I'm hoping that this is going to, you know, be addressed sooner rather than later in terms of what is there. If there's nothing there, let's move on. But this is where the work of Robert Mueller is critical to our future as a country, because I, you know, in some respects, we're a government and a nation in crisis right now.
You have confidence in this special counsel?
Wait a minute. Stop the presses. We got a government in crisis right now, and you and your buds have put us there? You know, forget the shenanigans and the daily musings and goings-on of the government to begin with. You people. Whoa. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt Mr. Brennan. He's oh so an important personage, isn't he? He's the man.
Absolutely.
You both worked with him for a long time when he was head of the FBI.
Absolutely. That was a inspired choice.
They don't come any better.
And nobody better than Bob Mueller, who is a straight shooter and will not be intimidated by anything.
And if he's fired by Mr. Trump or attempted to be fired by Mr. Trump, I really hope that our members of Congress, our elected representatives, are going to stand up and say enough is enough and stop.
I'm sorry. I can only take 10 seconds at a time, otherwise my head would explode. Really? And, of course, Mr. Clapper sitting right between Woofy, you know, the dual citizen Israeli agent working at Communist News Network. Yeah, that guy. I'm sorry.
Making apologies and excuses for things that are happening that really flout, I think, our system of laws and government here.
When you say enough is enough, what will be, if he's fired, and he's the president of the United States, he could tell Rosenstein to fire him if he wants. But if he's fired, what would you want Congress to do?
First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders that, again, are inconsistent with what this country is all about. But
what this country and exactly what has this country been all about? Well, let me see. Since you helped whack the president of the United States in 1963, we've had an ongoing series of wars that weren't really wars, were they? We had the military-industrial complex just ready to ramp up at a moment's notice to go beat up and bomb and shell and kill, based on your assessments, Mr. Brennan, yours and your predecessors, of how the United States should run the world. People have lost favor towards the United States. They used to admire it. This group of American people that they just, Europeans always looked at the Americans, well, these wildcatting Americans, these stiff-necked lot that just, if they don't like you, they'll just invite you to a gunfight at high noon in the dusty streets of Arizona at a moment's notice. These are rugged individualists, and they don't take any crap. We've been taking crap since the 60s. You people have gone unchecked and unabated since the 60s. And now the heat's being put on you, and now you just want to just bring the house down because people don't have faith in what you've been doing, 90% of which we are not, as the public, allowed to hear because it's what? Thrown under the secrecy and blanket of national security. There's only one thing that I can say to you boys, that you better hope that old man time catches up with you, death ensues, and you shuffle off the mortal coil before the files are open for all Americans to see. Because there's not going to be any place on this planet. There's not going to be any rock that you can hide under, not going to be any cave that you can hide in. There's not going to be an underground bunker or shelter that you can crawl into. Because people are going to be pissed. And the only thing you're doing right now is you're making a last gasp attempt. The American public and the entire world has seen inside your organization a brief glimpse, not a total one, but enough to make a sane man puke. That's what's going on right now. And you're willing to do a coup d'etat to protect your spongy little butts. Really? You're forgetting something, Mr. CIA and Mr. FBI. This is a country that still believes in its original intent and greatness. Its greatness came out of the intent of that Constitution, of self-governance, limited government. And we will have it again. And there's not going to be enough James Comeys or Mr. Brennans or Mr. Clapper. There's not going to be enough of you to stem the tide of people just saying, you know what? Enough. Enough. If Mueller is fired, I hope our elected reps will stand up and say enough is enough. Why, do you have dossiers on them? Why don't you ask Mr. Strzok where Mr. Hoover's files are hidden? Maybe he still has access to them, and maybe he's still blackmailing people in our U.S. Congress. But you don't say that'd be possible. Our Congress critters, our Senate critters up there, hey, they're as pure as the driven snow. They just live righteous, clean lives, and, well, they're drug-kicking and screaming into their office, and they can't wait to leave, right? My wish list of seven? Get rid of the Federal Reserve Act, the Administrative Procedures Act, enact term limits. Lobbyists, if you even look in the direction of a Congress critter's doors, the tape is running. Everything that you say, everything that you request, the amount of dollars that you're funneling into that person, we need full transparency to see who the hell's being bought in Washington. Get the hell out of education. Get the hell out of retirement funds. Get the hell out of Social Security and Medicare. They are abysmal failures. And that was a socialist dream of, Lyndon Baines, I'm not going to run again, and nothing you can do about it. And many have the opinion that LBJ was right in with the takedown of JFK. What a legacy we have to be proud of in this country. But we can be proud citizens once again by rectifying the situation that befalls us. Crooked, greedy men. And I'm not suggesting they should not get trial. I'm suggesting we should empty out those federal prisons of all those people in there on drug charges and get rid of half of them, make plenty of room for you guys. And you know what? There's not going to be any clemency. Full term. Live your damn life out in a cage where you belong, you crooked sons of bitches.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So Brennan shows up, along with his former colleague, Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and both men who served the Obama administration told Blitzer they have total confidence in Mueller. Absolutely. It was an inspired choice. They don't come any better. Well, based on what grading scale? Guys that deal illegal things and don't get caught? If that's the case, then I agree with you. Absolutely, he's an inspired choice. Falling back on his neocon roots, Mr. Clapper, who has waged a long-running vendetta with Trump, once again warned about Russian interference in U.S. affairs. When asked about the June 2016 meeting between Donald Trump, Jared Kushner and Paul Manafort with a Russian lawyer and others, he responded, "I'm old school, Cold War warrior and all of that." Somebody ought to send him a memo. We're not at war with Russia. The arms race is over. They've decided to drop their communism and start taking care of their own people the right way. But you'll never hear that in the narrative. So I have, there's a truth in advertising, great suspicions about the Russians and what they do. I got news for you. A recent poll just showed the American people are not concerned. They're concerned about people like you, Mr. Brennan. People like yourself. Clapper was also asked about Trump's comparison of the intelligence community to Nazi Germany. Oh, God. That made the Jews happy, I'm sure. Clapper said he called the president-elect 9 days before he left the Obama administration, saying, "Couldn't let that reference pass, and it was an insult to him, CIA Director John Brennan and the workforce. That was terrible. Insulting affront, not just to me or John. We get paid the big bucks, but I'm talking about the rank and file. Men and women, patriots in the intelligence community. That was completely inappropriate and over the top. I had to say something about it." Yeah, sure you did. And so he did. On the call, Clapper said Trump asked him to put out a statement rebutting the contents of the dossier, which I couldn't and wouldn't do. It was kind of transactional, referring to a dossier that alleged ties between Trump, his campaign, and Russia. And we already discovered where that came from, at some Australian bar. It was not clear if he wouldn't and couldn't do it because the contents were legitimate in his view or because the dossier is what started the whole Russian collusion narrative in the first place. Curiously, Clapper saw it as a favor to Trump not to issue a statement. Clapper was asked by Blitzer why he didn't put out a statement, replying, "He said the whole point of the dossier, by the way, was we felt an obligation to warn him, to alert him to the fact that it was out there. That was the whole point." Yeah, it was the whole point? Really? Didn't have anything to do with you following a little conversation with Mr. Obama, his then attorney general? Remember that black lady was out there commiserating with Bill Clinton? All this stinks to high heaven. You people have been busted. And anything that you say, people are not buying. So who the hell do you think you're talking to when you hold one of these little liars' summits with the likes of Wolf Blitzer? Really? What's Wolf Blitzer's real name? Look that up. Oh, there's another one in the woodpile. Second hour coming up. I guess you people don't want to talk to me today. 800-313-9443. If I'm moving too fast, just let me know. Yeah. I'm sorry? Wolf Isaac Blitzer? Born 1948. Does it say that he is Jewish or not Jewish? We'll find out during the top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. "If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?" That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.